The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The one on the computer, Zoom, is already recording. Cool. Cool. All right. Well, in addition to the teaser trailer that we just discussed, we got to talk about these Avatar reactions, like the audience scores that came in overnight. Kind of interesting, and I'm not quite sure how much I honestly trust all of them. We'll get into that after this wonderful intro. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Cup of Genre here on the Genreverse YouTube channel and podcast network, wherever you get your podcasts from. Google, Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, all those, Amazon Music. Give us a follow on that. If you're watching us on YouTube, thank you so much. Please do hit that red subscribe button if you haven't already. I'm Kyle, that's Manny. We also have a website, website has us, lrmonline.com. Go there for written reviews, written news articles, aggregation, opinion pieces, and more. Ooh. Last day of school for most kids across the country.
Mm-hmm.
My son is having pajama day. I never participated in that stuff. It was weird to wear pajamas to school.
Fun times.
He's having fun with it, and that's all that matters. And I'm relatively looking forward to having him off for a couple of weeks, if for no other reason than I don't have to get up so early. He's not quite at the age where he can do all the getting ready for school stuff by himself or without, you know, encouragement to keep moving. But yeah, Avatar, man, have you looked at any of the audience reactions to this movie yet?
Nope.
It's I'm a little untrusting of two things that I see when people rate movies. One star or zeros, you know, anything that's like the absolute bottom, because it's like, even some of the worst movies out there, like Time Bandits, have a few things that you can say nice about them, right? Something that elicits more than a zero or a one, generally. And the other one I'm very skeptical of is five stars or perfect, A pluses and things like that. That those tend to be people that are either the... it's either an A plus or it's an F, and I don't like that at all, and I don't like it on either side of it, because there's a lot more to movies than that. But looking through these, there are a shit ton. Jeez, Pat, hold on. There are a crap ton of five star reviews, like a whole lot. And for critics right now, it's sitting at 80% certified fresh. Audience score with over 1,000 verified ratings, which only means that they purchased their ticket online and then left the review. 1,000 of those, 94 from the audience. A lot of these are special effects, visuals. John A. verified 5-star special effects in this movie were great. The story was decent, but I did not think it was as good as the original Avatar. 5 stars then. Why? Like, why? Why? How does that make sense? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. Natasha M. Ludicrous level visuals. Holy water. IMAX 3D. 3 hours of heaven. 5 stars. I still don't. I mean, guys, if you're looking for something that's just visual effects, play a freaking video game. here's one I actually buy. 3 stars from John Y. Movie way too long. Storyline confusing with too many conflicts to track. Okay, I mean, I could see that. Still gave it a 3 stars. He didn't say, you know, this was the worst thing ever. 5 stars. What a great movie to watch. Just simply amazing. Wow. 5 stars. Visually and audio, fantastic. Great acting and effects. 5 stars. Great effects. Sound was perfect. Comfortable seats. You're not rating your theater. you're rating the movie. Do you see why I'm saying I don't necessarily trust all of this? And I'm not saying that it's necessarily bots. Some of it, maybe. Mostly, I'm thinking it's just people that don't know how to grade or rate a movie, and they're going off of, I don't know, I don't want to just say pure personal feelings, but I don't know. There were a few, and they've been pushed down as more reviews come in. There were a few ones and zeros, or half stars. I don't think you can give 0 stars, but half stars and 1 stars that, you know, were just like, oh, it's bad. And I'm like, you got to give me more than that. Someone gave it a two star review. Noah L said, over long, poorly written, poorly directed. It looked good, and that is about the only positive. That is a review I buy, right? Because he says what's good, the looks, which was the same for the first Avatar, and then says what was bad. I buy that. I don't know, man. I know Breaking Geek Radio is going to be having Jammer and Danny review it. Nick didn't get to see it. You guys will be able to find that later on today. Their review will go up here on the channel. Man, do you think this movie even has a fair shot at a realistic snapshot of the people, like the audience's appreciation, or are we beyond? Is everything these days either the best ever or the worst ever?
It's a good question. I think that. I don't know. We've talked about it. You know, it's when we're talking about the different kinds of movies, because let's be real, Avatar is a franchise movie.
Yeah.
If Avatar was an original movie, it wouldn't be having this kind of hype in 2022.
If this was the first Avatar, no, it wouldn't.
Right? Am I?
No, you're not wrong. I have a feeling.
Yeah. No, people would not care about Avatar if this was the first film. The more and more I think about it, the more I think Quentin Tarantino was right. And it's terrifying. I think that, you know, you kind of get caught in the nostalgia, and then it puts on blinders. With that said, people are enjoying the movie. Fine. And I'm happy for it.
Hope it kills in theaters. Hope it does.
I
need it.
Again, I don't know how that happened if it's a 3.5 hour movie, because you could only show it so many times. But then again, yeah. I mean, then again, like, what else are you showing? I guess you can put it in extra rooms. But
it is in 4,202 theaters.
Yeah, that's how many rooms per theater, and how many times can you play?
How many screens?
So to be real, like, I don't think I'm going to be watching it this weekend. Mm-mm. We're going to the theater to watch a couple of other things, maybe one or two movies, maybe two. I don't even know. But I can tell you one thing that was decided, that in the time that we would watch that, we could watch two other pretty good movies. So it's nothing like, if it was shorter, maybe. But I just honestly, it's just not for me. And I'd never cared for the first one. I'm not going to care for this one. So, no. And it's okay. And that's okay. There's going to be movies for everyone. And there's going to be movies that aren't for everyone. So,
and we're not hoping that fails. We're quite the opposite. We're at that stage where even things that we don't like, because we see a bigger picture, we want this to be wildly successful. The days of petty Avatar can't be the number one movie of all time, Titanic can't be the number one movie of all time, and in an era where theaters are on their freaking deathbed almost, every movie needs to break records. I need that to happen so I can still go see the movies that I do want to see in theaters, you know? So, yeah. We'll see how it all shakes loose. You guys will definitely want to tune in on Monday's Daily Cog, where we'll be talking the box office numbers. And of course, like I mentioned, the Breaking Geek Radio review, which will be up later on today. Yeah. Any other things on Avatar, man? No changing your numbers, but how you feeling about your 100 and what'd you say, 120 or something like that?
I think I was between 120 and 130.
Yeah, and you'd moved up a little and down a little bit.
I'm starting to feel like maybe this is gonna be one of those where Kyle was right moments. Just I think a lot more people are gonna go out to see it than even I expected. But being that it is the weekend before Christmas, and people still have quite a bit to do. I wonder if it'll just hold up better next weekend.
Yeah, and I had mentioned how I think that it might play out similar to you said 130. Might play out similar to the first one where it has just incredible legs. You know, most of the movies that have a massive opening in the last year or so, they tend to have a big dramatic drop. 65-70% has become almost normal for blockbusters. Something you and I were talking about at the beginning of the year quite extensively, looking for patterns and stuff like that. I don't know, but I could see this maybe only, especially with the next weekend being a holiday weekend, I could see this only having a 40% drop, like a traditional 40.
No, I think it'll still have 45. The same type of drop, just
you think
because
it'll still
of the
be
fact,
60s.
I think like higher 50s, just really because it doesn't have rewatch value. It's too long.
Well, it's not the rewatch. It's the I'm wondering if the word of mouth will convince some of those that were willing to wait for home video to not wait. That's what I mean by having kind of modern legs, not necessarily rewatch. Although, who knows? Maybe it is rewatchable.
It's too long to be rewatchable,
it's
man.
So long, and it's not. It doesn't have 10 years of storyline behind it. I know the movie. I know the movie's 13 years. The first movie came out like 13 years ago. However. You know, of course, I'm referring to Endgame, the last big, you know, 3+ hour movie I saw that I can remember. It had a whole lot more building into it and a lot more love and
Cat,
you're done. Go. Chewing on my headphones cord. Endgame had a lot more going for it and a reason to sit for 3 hours versus Avatar for the average person. I mean, that's been the number one issue I've heard people say. I don't want to sit in the theater for three plus hours of Avatar, specifically Avatar. And I think that goes back to some of those first things that I was reading, the reactions is it's a visual treat, but we live in an age where visual treats are everywhere. You can pop in an awesome video game like Ghost of Tsushima and be way more entertaining.
Yeah, some of those games are way too complicated, man. Like,
they can be.
It's just like, yeah, it's just give me a 2D Mario jumping on boxes and let's move on.
Well, speaking of moving on, something kind of interesting came out late last night or early this morning. I'm not quite sure when. Excuse me, I'm sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. The Barbie teaser, something that was going to be made a long, long time ago. I think Amy Schumer was at one point attached to it. And then there were things about her weight and her comedy. And it eventually went over to Margot Robbie. And that's who's playing Barbie. So Warner Brothers Pictures has finally released this teaser. Manny's had his door hammered down by PR.
yeah, this reps morning.
To say, hey, cover this for us. Apparently, bearded Manny and bearded Kyle are the target audience. these you know.
I do have a daughter, so I guess.
Yeah, sure. That's true. But I keep thinking of us as men, manly men doing manly things such as podcasting. And
we're like, you ever watch? Did you ever watch In Living Color?
Yes,
we're the men on film.
God. Oh God, I can't believe you went there. Hated it.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's check out this teaser. Manny's gonna push play when I say now. So 3, 2, 1, now.
Since the beginning of time.
Uh oh.
Since the first
really
girl
time
ever existed.
Oh, okay.
There
sure.
Dolls.
Okay. But the dolls were I got to give respect for the 2001 A Space Odyssey reference here. Oh, my God. Oh, God, it's giant. No one's going to get that. That the 2001 Space Odyssey thing that is a Barbie fan. This
no,
is...
they're going to think it's an original thing.
That's funny. Smashing the dolls. Maybe we are the target audience.
I think so.
Wow, that's a lot of pink.
I know.
Okay, Warner Brothers.
Oh, that was it? Okay.
you managed to surprise the hell out of me. I'm not going to lie. That was funny. I don't know how that appeals to Barbie fans, but that was funny.
Yeah, yeah, it looks like it's gonna. Wow. I guess they're gonna embrace the cheese.
You have no choice but to embrace the cheese. I mean, really, and that was like the big question is like, what does a Barbie movie look like? And I mean, we saw what it's gonna kind of look like, and it looks very much like a Barbie playhouse, but just that intro with the girls and their dolls, man, bravo on the trailer team. That was a brilliant move. Whoever wrote that, edited that right there was brilliant. Regardless of how good or not the movie is, that is a great trailer, a great teaser. Man,
that was good. I was surprised. I was really surprised. And honestly, it seems like I'll be honest with you, man. Like. Do I like some of his roles? Yeah, but do I enjoy his really his movies? Not that much. I'm not a biggest Ryan Gosling fan. And I do like him in a little bit more serious roles. Just real quick, see him in like that kind of like goofy role, and mm-hmm. I'm just kind of like I don't know. And then I will say that Simeon Liu looked pretty funny.
Yes,
doing a little dance, and I did hear him talk about it a little bit when I was at LA Comic Con because he was there. So, it's interesting too that she the first images that we would see like official is like her in that kind of iconic kind of zebra print bathing suit.
Yeah, like 1960s, 70s Barbie bathing suit.
Yeah, seeing it now like that and not seeing those terrible pictures that have been released beforehand, mm-hmm. I don't know if this movie works without Margot Robbie, I'll tell you that. I don't know anyone else who could probably pull off just kind of the creativity and the look of a classic Barbie.
Yeah, and also the... When you think about all the like pop culture references, things from The Simpsons, Malibu, Stacy dolls, to all sorts of other things that have utilized Barbie, there's always that And even like my sister playing with Barbies, there's always a bit of that I don't want to call it sass, but that snap that the character could have, and people constantly playing off of that in other mediums, she can really pull that off. She really can. Talented actress, and it's gonna be interesting. You could even see where she could easily tap into some of her Harley-ness, if you will.
Yeah, uh-huh.
To play this role. So it'll be interesting to see how it turns out. So yeah. You want to talk about something else surprising? If I said Manny, let's make a sequel to a disaster movie. What disaster film, Manny, could you possibly think of that would warrant a sequel?
Twister, 2012.
Did you already see the story?
Wait, no, I guessed.
you guessed right. Lee Isaac Chung is in talks to helm Universal's Twister sequel. This comes from the direct exclusive. Minari director Lee Isaac Chung is in early talks to helm Universal Pictures and Amblin Entertainment's Twisters, the sequel to the blockbuster Twister from 1996, of course, starring Helen Hunt and the late, great Bill frickin' Paxton. It's over, man. Game over. If you are our age and you're not a fan of Twister, you have no soul. You are a lost being. Just carry on and fade into nut. Because that is one of the coolest, most fun disaster films ever. Like, screw Airplane or Airport, whatever, 72 or whatnot. Screw Day After Tomorrow. It's all about my son. My 9-year-old son fell in love with Twister. Like, it's such a good movie. But do we really, really need a sequel? It's going to, they hope, of course, to have Helen Hunt come back. And it's supposed to focus on the daughter of Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton's characters, who's, you know, kind of falls into the whole, you know, storm chasing thing as well. It's not 100% set in. Usually, though, when the trades, who haven't necessarily had the greatest week ever, but this is not a Warner Brothers project, this is a Universal project. Usually when the trades say early talks, there's generally a, hey, this is most likely going to happen. So what do you think about it, man? And how did you guess?
There's a lot of movies when they're disaster movies, they kind of end like in a disaster. Mm-hmm. So the only one that kind of like that came to mind really quick that are kind of redeemable, Twister, and then my second guess was gonna be Volcano.
Dante's Peak, Volcano. I could see maybe like Armageddon, where the rock swung back around.
Yeah. So. It was a good guess.
But what do you think about a sequel to Twister, and the fact that they're calling it Twisters? At least it's not Twister 2. I mean, is there even a point? Can you see it being any good? Like, what additional drama are you gonna have? You've already got a falling apart marriage and the rekindling of a past marriage, and in the first film Paxton's gone, I'm daddy's dead. Yeah, that sucks, but like, what do you do for this, you know?
I don't know. Like, you almost remake the movie in a way, and I just don't know how you make it more interesting, I guess.
Yeah.
But I guess that's the challenge of a filmmaker.
The first film, what made it work was that it was really just you're following a team of storm chasers. They do have the goal of getting this science equipment in the path of a tornado to help further research. And there is that nice little heartfelt, you know, through line there. You know, Jo loses her family in the beginning of it. Her aunt is hurt in a tornado. It's very personal for these people to see the predictability increase, so you can save lives. And a lot of that stuff we've actually had, you know, done in reality and in real life. And while it's still not perfect, it's a lot better than it was in the 1990s. But it's like, it's 2022. Are they even able to, it'll be 23, 24 by the time it comes out. Do they even know how to do that anymore? Like, I don't know. I don't necessarily know that they do, but you have to, it was just following storm chasers during a busy season, and there happened to be these real life things that probably happen with storm chasers in their lives. There's storm chasers that are going through divorces, meteorologists going through divorces, I'm sure. I don't know if you could ever recapture what made Twister work. I can still watch that movie. And Apollo 13, Twister, things like that. It's like, hey, do you want to watch? Yeah, absolutely. Put it on. So we'll have to see how it comes. It was still funny you guessing it like that.
well, I mean, I am talented, and unlike you, I am right 99% of the time.
Okay, I'll give you 97%.
All right, yeah, I'll
take
that.
Me, I'm 99.99.
I'm a little more humble than you are, so I guess 2% more humble than you are. And oh, man. So I don't know if this is a rumor or if it's true, but is Henry Cavill doing a Warhammer movie?
It appears so, and it's funny because that's the absolute next story I had on my on my page. And I don't know. I know a lot of people were thinking, oh, once Superman fell apart, that he would go back to The Witcher, but like some reports had said, you know, he was unhappy with the direction and interpretation of The Witcher, feeling that it fell far from the source material. THR and again, guys, the streams are our streams, the trades are, I saw the word streaming on screen, the trades, including Hollywood Reporter and Variety, are not necessarily batting 1,000. I don't even know if they're batting 500
right now.
They've
been striking out the last few days.
So take that for what it's worth. But yeah, Warhammer 40K, man. I do not play Warhammer. I've played some of the video game adaptations, of course. I'm a big fan of real-time strategy games. Back when my brain worked fast enough to play them, it's one of the worst parts about my history of head injuries and that last one. It's really hurt my ability to track everything you need for an RTS. Anyways, but I do know that the fandom is diehard, like dedicated. Like this is a dangerous situation. Not only is it Amazon, who kind of flubbed in many people's opinions for different reasons, the Wheel of Time and Lord of the Rings, but it's also a video, both a video game and a tabletop game. It's a game adaptation, which is, we've talked about game adaptations, man. Mm-hmm. Manny, do you play Warhammer? Know anyone that plays Warhammer or the video games or anything?
I honestly don't even know what Warhammer is.
Okay,
is it like Dungeons and Dragons?
No, it uses miniatures. Think more like
Oh wait, okay, all right. No, I know what it is. It's like
okay,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, sure, you can use miniatures and stuff in Dungeons and Dragons, but this is more along
we use minis in D&D.
Yeah, this is more along the lines of controlling groups, armies, and like think real-time strategy game like Command & Conquer or StarCraft, but tabletop.
Oh, hell no. I used to be hella good at StarCraft.
I love StarCraft.
I would beat you down at StarCraft.
Yeah.
Zerg invasion, you got nothing, man.
I was a big fan of the Protoss, of course.
Oh, I hated the Protoss. Kind of spill those stupid pylons everywhere. Anyway, sorry, yeah. Go ahead.
And every now and then, if I forget to turn down my phone, you guys will hear the nuclear launch detected sound effect on when I get notifications from my family chat with my parents and sister. Anyways, Cavill is, of course, known to be a bit of a geek. He does enjoy Warhammer, paints figures, and yeah, man. Hollywood Reporter did want to put in here to reiterate, Amazon has yet to close the deal. It's good that they're putting that in there. But yeah, I mean, good for him. We always talk about how much we want to see fans and people that know the project that they're getting into. You don't always have to. You know, we know that the overwhelming majority of the Marvel stars, the MCU stars, your original six Avengers included, were not big comic book readers. Many of them, you know, got their first start with the comics, researching the roles and stuff like that. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. But you also begin to worry about what it seems that Cavill went through with The Witcher, where you adapt something and you're not true enough to it, and as a fan, how does that affect you portraying a role in such a project? So it'll be interesting. Best of luck to him. I don't have any big affinity for it or against it or anything against it in any way, so I'll be open-minded for it.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, I'm glad some of these games are kind of getting their time to shine. I'm very excited for the upcoming Dungeons & Dragons film.
I hope that's good.
Because, like, so that film is hard to kind of, like, completely ruin because of the fact that Dungeons & Dragons is always open to interpretation. And everything and anything could go wrong at any moment. So, actually, the worse the more like it like fails to follow a plot line, the more accurate it becomes. Because I can't tell you how many times I've ruined my Dungeon Masters game by continuously obsess over something that he mistakenly mentioned.
I did compare in our Discord link down in the description box if you guys want to hop on and have chit chats with us about everything in entertainment. We've got meme room, pets room, you want to show off your pets, and we've got anime, Star Wars rooms, all everything. It's pretty cool. So I had said that the fandom can be as intense as like a BattleTech fandom, and I don't know if you know, BattleTech also started tabletop RPG, big into novels. There was even a cartoon back in the day. But people are very, very, very picky about their BattleTech. The Mech Warrior games are based in that universe. So if you've ever played Mech Warrior, you are relatively familiar with the BattleTech world. It'll be very interesting to see how fans react to both the news and, of course, when it eventually comes out. So, yeah. That's it, man. We blew through all of the stories that we that we had. Was there anything else you wanted to talk about today at all? I know next week we're going to hit the Christmas stuff hard because we've ignored it all month because we've had so much other stuff to talk about.
Yeah, that's good. It really shows that's even kind of at the end of the year there's some stuff going on, and it looks like people are gonna have a good weekend with Avatar, and
yeah,
so yeah, it was cool. We got a nice little trailer, little teaser we talked about today, and Yeah, I think we think we're able to wrap up the weekend pretty well over here.
Yep. So guys, make sure you do come back next week, like we said, Monday. As long as nothing goes wrong, Manny and I will be talking about the box office performance of Avatar: The Way of Water, and we'll start talking about favorite Christmas movies. Maybe bring up the old argument of whether or not Die Hard is a Christmas movie. It's not. We'll talk about all sorts of stuff as we normally do here on the Genreverse Podcast Network, the Daily Cup of Genre on the Genreverse Podcast Network and YouTube channel. Subscribe if you're watching us on YouTube. We got a lot of great content. All of our podcasts and review shows go up here, as well as AVR Squared anime reactions and Genre Shot trailer reactions. I mentioned the podcast network, every app that you can imagine. Well, not every app, most of the apps that you can imagine, all the big ones, Amazon, Google, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and more. And of course, LRMonline.com, the website where everything else goes up, including written reviews, celebrity interviews that are from the LRM YouTube channel. Subscribe there as well. And news aggregation, opinion pieces, and more. So, yeah. Anything else to say, man?
Nope, I think we're good today.
All right, guys, it's been great. We'll see you next week. Bye.